As if you study all of Houston in college and you're here today, I ask you to stand up. Could you stand up now?
大家站起来一下。
There are more.
还有的。
All right, that's welcome.
那我们欢迎你们。
You know, it's a real opportunity to see them here.
这是很好的一个机会，我们再见到他们。
And they won't stay here for long.
因为他们不会在这里停留很久。
And they all have their summer plan.
因为他们 暑假也都有自己的安排。
So maybe this is only a week.
也许这只是这一周他们才在这里。
So try to get with them to have fellowship.
所以大家也可以试着跟他们一起，跟他们有些交通。
We also see Tom and Julie with us.
也看到汤姆跟朱莉亚，他们在我们中间，也请你们站起来。Welcome, 欢迎你们。It's
been a long time since we gathered together to break the bread.
上一次我们在一块拨饼是很久以前了。This
morning we'll turn to Genesis chapter 3.
今天我们先来看创世纪第三章。Want
to read Genesis Chapter 3, verse 24.
让我们一起来读创世纪第三章第24节。
So he drove the man out, and at the east of the Garden of Eden, he stationed the cherubim and the flaming sword, which turned every direction to guard the way to the tree of life.
于是把他们赶出去了，又在伊甸园的东边。 设基路伯和四面转动发火焰的箭，要把守生命树的道路。Then
turn to chapter 4, verse 5.
然后我们再来看第四章的第五节。Now
the man had relations with his wife Eve, and she conceived and gave birth to Cain. And she said, I have gotten a man-child with the help of the Lord. Again, she gave birth to his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of flocks, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. So he came about in the course of time that Cain brought an offering to the Lord of the fruit of the ground. Abel, on his part, also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of their fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and for his offering, but for Cain and for his offering, he had no regard. So Cain became very angry, and his countenance fell.
是从第一节到第五节。有一日，那人和他妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕，生了该隐，便说：“耶和华使我得了一个男子，又生了该隐的兄弟亚伯。亚伯是牧羊的。” 该隐是种地的。有一日，该隐拿地里的出产为公物，献给耶和华。亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的脂油献上。耶和华看中了亚伯和他的公物，只是看不中该隐和他的公物。该隐就大大的发怒，变了颜色。Genesis
chapter 32, verse 22.
创世纪32章第22节。
Genesis Chapter 32 and verse 22.
创世纪32章22节.
Now he arose that same night and took his two wives and his two maids and his 11 children and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and he sent them across whatever he had. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When he saw that he had not prevailed against him, he touched the socket of his thigh. So the socket of Jacob's thigh was dislocated while he wrestled with him. Then he said, Let me go, for the dawn is breaking. But he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me.
他夜间起来，带着两个妻子、两个使女，并11个儿子，都过了亚伯渡口。 先打发他们过河，又打发所有的都过去，只剩下雅各一人。有一个人来和他摔跤，直到黎明。那人见自己胜不过他，就将他的大腿窝摸了一把，雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了。那人说，天黎明了，容我去吧。雅各说，你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we humble before you and want to commit this time into your hands.
父啊，在你面前我们谦卑，也把这个时间交在你的手中。
Because we understand apart from you, we can do nothing.
因为我们认识到在你以外我们什么都不能做。
Therefore, we pray for the speaking, we pray for translation, and we pray for hearing.
所以我们为说的、为翻译的、也为听的都来祈求。
So that this hour will be an hour that has value.
愿意这一个小时的时间是有价值的。
Open our inner eye to see the spiritual meaning of these verses.
打开我们心里的眼睛，让我们看到这些章节后面属灵的意义。
Even we have known these verses for a very long time.
虽然我们已经很长的时间知道这些章节。
We pray this morning there will be fresh revelation given to us.
但我们的祷告是今天早上给我们新的启示。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。 Amen.
I'd like to start by saying that there is a question that has been asked by many ways in all ages in human history.
在开始的时候我想讲这样一件事，就是在人类的历史上很长的时间，借着很多的方式，有一个问题一直在问的。
There has been many countless wise men in history attempting to answer those questions.
而且在历史上有数不清的那些智慧的人想试着来回答。
The question is not always very clearly stated.
这个问题总不是能够很清楚把它讲出来的。
But it has been asked in so many different ways.
在很多方式里面被问到。
In some way, the question is about where life comes from.
在某一个形式里面是这么问，我们的生命从哪里来？
In other way, the question is about where is the purpose of life.
在另外一个形式就是问到我们生命的意义在哪里。
In other way, the question is about how should we live our life on earth.
那还有一个形式来问，就是我们在这个地上该怎么样生活。
And humans attempt to answer these questions produce religions, philosophy, and ethics.
那人对这些问题的试着找的答案呢，就让我们有宗教、有哲学，还有伦理道德。
Nevertheless, religions, philosophies, and ethics cannot really answer this question.
但不管怎么样这些宗教、这些哲学、这些伦理道德却不能回答这个问题。
Although this question has come up in many different shapes and forms.
虽然这个问题是在很多的方式、形式里面提出来。
But this morning, we'd like to define this question from the Bible's point of view.
但今天我们要一起从圣经的角度来定义这个问题。
So the question is,
那问题就是,
What is the way that leads right through to fullness of life?
什么是这一条带我们直接进入生命丰盛的道路？
If we can answer these questions, then we can answer all those questions I just mentioned.
如果我们能回答这一个问题，那刚才我们所提到其他的问题都被解答。
But in order we can answer this question, we must first understand where this question came from.
但是当我们来试着解答这个问题的时候，需要先问解答一个问题，就是为什么会有这样的问题。
In other words, why do we have this question in the first place?
或者说，首先我们为什么会有这个问题？
Why does this question even exist?
这个问题怎么会存在呢？
And the answer is Genesis chapter 3.
这个答案就在创世纪第三节第三章。
It is because Genesis chapter 3 verse 24 that is the reason that human had this question.
在创世纪第三章第二十四节所讲到的，就是造成我们人类一直在问这样一个问题。
Because God drove the man out of the Garden of Eden, not only so at the east of Eden, God stationed cherubim and the flaming sword to guard the way to the tree of life.
因为不光神把他们从伊甸园赶出去，又在伊甸园的东边安设基路伯和四面转动发火焰的剑来把守生命树的道路。
So God put cherubim to guard that.
神是用基路伯来看守这条道路。
This is probably the highest security anybody can come up with.
这个可能是我们人能够找到的最保险的一个看守。
Because they were both powerful and intelligent.
因为基路伯他们既有能力而且又有智慧。
Additionally, there was a flaming sword.
而且在这个之上还有发火焰的剑。
Which turned in every direction.
是四面转动的。
It guaranteed that no one can approach the tree of life anymore.
就是来保证从此没有人再能够来到生命树的面前。
So, ever since chapter 3:24 in Genesis, there is no way for human being to approach the tree of life.
所以从创世纪第三章二十四节之后，再没有人能够接近生命树。
Without accessing the tree of life, man had no way to get through to fullness of life.
当人不能接近生命树的时候，就不可能进入到生命的丰盛。
The door between man and fullness of life is closed.
在人跟这个生命的丰盛之间的门已经被关上了。
It is closed permanently.
而且是完全的、永久的关上了。
This is why in all ages, by many ways, men have tried to find answer to this question.
所以历世历代人就开始来寻找这个问题的答案。
In some way, you and I also have the same questions.
在某一个程度上，我们都跟这些人一样有同样的问题。
But we just ask in different way.
只不过我们是不同的方式来问。
Each one of us have our own challenge and difficulty.
我们每个人都有自己的挑战跟困难。
Your difficulty may not be the same as my difficulty.
你的困难可能不是我的困难。
And my difficulty may not be the same as my brother's difficulty.
我的难处也可能不是弟兄的难处。
However, there is a common, element in all of our difficulties.
但是在所有我们的难处里面都有一个共同的点。
In all our challenges,We're looking for a way to fullness of life.
在所有的困难里面，我们都要来寻找一条生命的道路。
No matter what our problems are, the answer is the same.
不管我们的难处是什么，答案都是一样的。
We need a door to fullness of life.
我们需要一个进入生命丰盛的门。
Do we sometimes feel like relationship?With our spouse has a door.
我们是不是有时候觉得我跟配偶之间是有一个门的？
And the door is closed.
但这个门是关上的。
When the door is closed, you cannot get through to the fullness of that relationship.
如果这个门关上的话，你不能进入到生命的丰盛这个关系里面。
Have you ever felt that?The relationship between you and your child has a door.
你有没有觉得在你跟孩子中间有一道门？
And that door is closed.
而这个门是关上的。
Without open this door, this relationship can never reach the fullness.
如果这个门不打开，我们的关系不可能进到丰盛里面。
And oftentimes, we have many different problems in our life.
很多时候在我们的生命里面有许多不同的难处。
I don't know what your problem is.
我不知道你的这个困难在哪里。
But I know your problem is because there is a door being closed.
但我知道这个问题一定是有一个门被关上了。
Therefore you can't get through.
所以你不能进入。
Maybe it's the door between you and your boss.
也许是你与你的老板之间。
Somehow there is a door.
不管怎么样，是有一个门。
And the door is closed.
这个门关上了。
You cannot get through to him.
你不能进入来到他面前。
You felt he didn't understand you.
你觉得他不理解你。
Because there is not openness.
因为你们之间没有一个开放。
So what's the way that leads right through the door?
那什么是能够让我们进入这个门的呢？
So before we can talk about how to open the closed door, we must first think about why God closed the door in the first place.
当我们在讲到怎么样打开这个门的时候，让我们先来看看神为什么把门关上了。
Why couldn't our Lord just leave the door open?
为什么神不让这个门就这么打开呢？
So people can go in and go out.
所以人也可以进去，也可以出来。
So we have to ask questions.
我们必须要问问题。
If you read the Bible, you never ask any questions. You never understand the Bible deeply.
如果你读圣经却不问问题，那你不会很深的认识圣经。
Now in chapter 3, he said, God closed the door.
那在刚才读到的第三章讲到神把门关上了。
Then we should ask, why did God close the door?
那我们应该来问为什么神把门关上了。
Then God want us to approach the tree of life?
难道神不让我们来接近生命树吗？生命的道路。
If God want us to have a life, why close the door?
神如果要让我们得生命，为什么把门关上？
Do you know why God close that door?
为什么神关了门？
Not only close it permanently.
不光是关了，而且永久的关上。
It was a final decision.
这是一个最终的决定。
And no room for negotiate.
根本就不能有申诉的机会。
There's no remedies.
没有任何的拯救。
God even gave Peter a second chance when Peter denied him three times.
神甚至给了彼得他再有机会，当他三次否认主之后。
Was God too harsh to Adam?
那神对着亚当是不是太严厉了？
Why did God give Adam no chance while giving Peter three chances?
为什么神没有给亚当再一次的机会，却给了彼得三次的机会？
The answer was very simple.
这个回答也很简单。
Once a person is dead, can this person approach life again?
当一个人死了之后，他还能够得着生命吗？
I think we all understand that very well.
我们都了解。
Death is permanent.
死是一个永久的。
Once you enter into death, there is no way to return to life.
当你进到死亡之后，没有可能再回到生命里面。
Adam was dead.
亚当已经死了。
You said he was alive and he gave birth to Cain and Abel.
你说他还活着吗？因为他后来又生了该隐跟亚伯。
Yes, he was alive physically.
没错，他在物质的身体上还是活着。
But Adam was dead spiritually.
但是在属灵里面他已经死亡了。
The moment he ate the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
那一天他从知识善恶树上吃到这个果子的时候。
Adam was dead.
亚当已经死了。
His death was permanent.
他这个死是永久的。
God has fully and finally reject and forsake death.
神是最终并且是完全的拒绝并且是丢弃了这个死亡。
God will never change his attitude toward these rejections.
神对着这件事的他的拒绝是不会被改变。
God has turned his face from it forever and have nothing to do with it.
神把他的脸面转离，而且不要与他有任何的关系。
So it's not because God didn't want to give Adam a chance.
并不是神不愿意给亚当再有一次的机会。
Because Adam was dead.
只是因为亚当已经死了。
He was dead spiritually.
他的灵里已经死了。
And there's no way a dead person can approach the tree of life.
这个死了的人是不可能再来到生命树前面。
This is very, very serious.
这是一个非常严肃的事。
If we enter into death, then there is no way to return to life.
如果进入到死亡之后，是不可能再回到生命里的。
Now this door was even closed for our Lord Jesus one time.
这个门甚至有一次是对着耶稣 都关上的。
From the sixth hour to the ninth hour, while Jesus was on the cross.
从午正到申初，主耶稣在十字架上的时候。
And that time, the Father closed the door on our Lord Jesus.
在那个时候，父亲对着主耶稣把门关上。
That's why our Lord Jesus cried out and said, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
所以主在十字架上这么呼喊说，父啊，父啊，你为什么离弃我？
Because our Lord Jesus was taken the position of Adam.
因为那个时候主耶稣他所处的位置是亚当的地位。
Therefore, even our Lord Jesus, has he taken the position of Adam, the door is closed to him.
所以就算是主耶稣，当他是在亚当的地位里面的时候，这个门是与神之间是被关上的。
God closed that door even for his own son.
神把门关上，甚至对着自己的儿子。
Because God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf.
因为神是使耶稣这不知罪的替我们成为罪。
Therefore, as a sinner, the door is closed.
所以对罪人来说，这个门是关上的。
And it's closed permanently.
而且是永久的关上。
Brother and sister, this is the reason why our Lord Jesus is such a great mediator and intercessor.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这就是为什么主耶稣可以是这么伟大的中保，还有为我们代求的那一位。
Because he faced that closed door before.
因为他曾经面对了这一道被关上的门。
Maybe you have a closed door today.
也许你今天面对一个关上的门。
And no one else will understand your situation.
没有其他的人可以理解你现在的处境。
But our Lord Jesus understands perfectly.
但是我们的主耶稣基督他完全的了解。
Because he faced that closed door before.
因为他曾经面对关上的门。
Therefore we have hope.
所以我们是有指望的。
Regardless the situation we are in,
不管我们现在处在什么样的情形，
although Jesus was there,
我们的主耶稣曾经在那里。
He knew how you feel exactly.
他知道你心里的感受。
Not only that, he has a way to get through that closed door.
不光如此，他而且有一条路可以进入这个门。
So how can we open the closed door?
那我们怎么样打开关上的门？
Is there a way to open the closed door?
有没有一条一个办法能打开这个已经关上的？
Is there a way that leads to fullness of life?
有没有办法让我们可以进入生命的丰盛？
You know, the Bible intends to give the answer.
知道吗？圣经一直试着给我们答案。
From the beginning to the end.
从开始到结束。
From the first pages of Genesis to the last pages of Revelation is all about answer this answer.Very question.
从创世纪的第一页一直到启示录的最后一页，都试着来给我们这样的答案。
The entire Bible, you can see a way from Genesis to Revelation.
在整本圣经，从创世纪到启示录，都看到这一条道路。
Despite the failures of man,
而且不管我们人多么的失败
，Bible shows this way leads to fullness of life.
圣经给我们看到这条路带我们进到生命的丰盛。
So what is this way?
那这条路是什么？
It's very, very clear in the Bible that this way is the way of the cross.
在圣经里面，这条路非常的清楚，就是十字架的路。
But we have to ask, what does this mean to us?
但我们要问的是，对我们代表什么？
This is not a theory.
这不是一个理论。
This is not a doctrine.
这不是一个教训。
This is something we can apply in our daily life.
这是一个我们在日常生活都可以进入的实际。
You can apply this to the situation, to your closed door.
你可以就在你现在所面对的关上的门来体验这件事。
But first we have to see, understand what is the way of the cross.
但我们需要先知道什么是十字架的道路。
Maybe many of you know what the cross is.
也许我们中间有人知道什么是十字架。
But what about the way of the cross?
那什么是十字架的道路？
I'm going to give you a very short definition this morning.
今天早上我给大家一个很短的定义。
This definition hopefully is sure enough that you can remember.
希望这个答案短这个解释短到一个地步你可以记得住。
But also, this definition tells us exactly how should we apply.
而且这个定义可以让我们知道怎样在生活里面去实行。
If you understand this definition, you know how do you apply when you face a closed door.
你知道这个定义之后，当你面对这个关上的门，就知道该如何行。
All right, the way of the cross is to consider what is dead to be dead.
十字架的道路，它的定义就是当那已死的是死的。
Very, very short.
非常短。
I hope you can remember.
希望大家都记得。
The way of the cross is to consider what is dead to be dead.
十字架的道路就是当那已死的是死的。
There are certain things God considers dead.
有一些确定的是在神的眼光来看是已经死的。
But we don't consider them dead.
但我们却不觉得这些是死的。
If you consider those things that God considered dead to be dead, then that's the way of the cross.
如果神当那些已死的事在你来讲，你也把它当成是已死的，这就是十字架的道路。
As a parent, when you want to send your child to out of state, far away, dangerous place, you often tell him or her, you know, there's a certain thing you should never do.
当我们把孩子送到外地是非常危险的地方去读书的时候，我们总要嘱咐他们说，有些事情不要去碰，是非常危险的。
Probably we all do the same thing. You know, there are a few things you should never do.
也许我们都这样对孩子说，有几件事你千万不要去做。
So, as parents are concerned, these things should be dead.
对于父母来讲，这几件事是死亡的事。
And your child knew that.
你们的孩子可能也知道，
but he or she not necessarily consider those things were dead.
他们虽然知道，但他们不一定当这些事是死的。
But one day, when he or she consider those things that you think are dead to be dead.
但希望有一天他会将你当成死的事也当成是死的。
That's the way.Of the cross.
这就是十字架的道路。
There are certain things.
有一些确定的事。
Are dead from the perspective of our God.
在我们的神眼中是已死的。
But we often do not consider them dead.
但我们经常却不当他们是死的。
Now, right after the door to the tree of life.Was closed.
当这个生命树的路这个门关上之后
，immediately God show us how you can open this closed door.
马上神就已经给我们看到怎样打开这个门。
It's a startling story.
就是一个非常让人吃惊的故事。
But those of us we read Bible so quick.
但有的时候我们读圣经读得太快
，we miss that section right away.
马上就把这一处给忽略掉了。
And the section is so short.
因为这一段很短。
Only a few verses.
只有几处的经节。
You get through it in 30 seconds.
在30秒之内你就读完了。
Right after the closing of the door, our Lord revealed to us how to open this closed door.
当这个门关上之后，神马上就启示怎么样来打开这道关上的门。
We read the story so many times.
我们读这些故事读了很多次。
But we never get it.
但是从来不知道到底什么意思。
It's the story of Abel and Cain.
就是该隐跟亚伯的故事。
So let's look at this little story here.
让我们来看看这个小小的故事。
Because in this, there is a secret of open the closed door.
因为在这里面就是那个打开门的秘诀。
So Abel and Cain were in the same identical situation.
该隐跟亚伯是在同样的一个处境里面。
The door to the tree of life was closed to both of them.
这个去到生命树的门对他们来讲都关上了。
And their desire to open this door is similar.
他们心里面是想望 同样的都想望把这个门再打开。
But they took different approach.
但是他们的处理方式却不一样。
Let's coming to Cain first.
让我们先来看看该隐。
Now Cain was not a godless religious man.
该隐并不是一个不信神或者没有信仰的人。
He did not deny the existence of God.
他并没有否定神的存在。
He came to the altars.
他也来到祭坛面前。
God was still in Cain's life.
神还是在他的生命里面。
Cain intend to open this closed door.
该隐他就试着来打开这个关上的门。
With the fruit of the ground.
是用地里的出产。
The fruit of the ground was the result of Cain's labor, skill, energy, and sweat.
这个地里的出产就是该隐他自己的一些劳苦他的技能他的精力还有他的汗水。
It was embodiment of his mind, embodiment of his heart, embodiment of his will.
就是他的心他的意志他的性情的一个体现。
Cain had put himself into the fruit.
他是把自己摆在这些出产里面。
The fruit was the expression of Cain himself.
这些地里的出产代表的就是该隐他自己这个人。
It was all out of Cain.
都是从该隐里面出来的。
The fruit represent the best of Cain.
这个地里的出产代表该隐所能够出产的最好的。
Why didn't God accept the fruit of the ground?
但为什么神却不接受这地里的出产？
Again, we must ask questions.
再一次的我们必须要问问题。
What was the base for rejection?
神他拒绝的道理在哪里？
The reason is, what comes out of death cannot open to the tree of life.
这个原因就是从死里出来的不能打开生命树的门。
Cain did not recognize the fact that he was dead spiritually.
该隐他并没有认识到在属灵里面他是已死的。
Just like Adam.
就像亚当一样。
Because in Romans 5:15,
因为在罗马书五章十七节那里。
By the transgression of Adam, many dies, including Cain and Abel.
在第十五节，因一人的过犯，众人都死了，这包括亚当，包括该隐，包括亚伯。
That is why the door was closed for Abel.And for Cain.
所以这个门对该隐对亚伯都是关上的。
The fact that the door was closed to Cain and Abel tells us that they were as dead as Adam.
所以这个事实就是对该隐亚伯来说门是关上的就代表他们都是死的。
But Cain did not consider what is dead to be dead.
但该隐却没有当已死的是死的。
He relied his own skill, energy, intelligence, sweat.
他还是照着自己的他的精力精技能还有汗水。
The fruit of the ground represents the embodiment of the best from a dead person.
所以地里的出产就代表从一个已死的人身上能得着的最好的。
Since the dead can never approach life, Cain's offering.Was rejected by God, and the door stayed closed.
但是因着死的是不能来到生命面前，所以这个门是关上的。
Brothers and sisters, this is tremendous significant.
弟兄姐妹们，这是一个非常极大的有意义的事。
A man's best and fullest offering to in his life's work, putting himself into producing the finest product.And find the door closed.
就是人他能够穷尽一生把他最好的最完全的工作摆上能够产出的美善到神面前的话他也会发现是一个关着的门。
Cain was the beginning of the history of humanism.
所以该隐他就开始了人文主义的这个历史。
Man has it within himself his own intelligence, his own power, his own will, his own resources to find his way through.
所以人就在里面试着用我们的智慧、能力、我们的意志、用我们的资源去来找一条路可以进入。
Humanism will not open the closed door.
人文主义是不可能打开这道关上的门。
Humanism will be rejected by God.
人文主义是被神所弃绝的。
Brothers and sisters, especially our young brothers and sisters, humanism is everywhere today.
弟兄姐妹们，尤其是年轻人，人文主义今天在各处都是。
You can even find humanism in Christian organizations.
甚至在基督教的一些组织里面，你也看到人文主义。
In fact, humanism are commonly accepted by Christians today.
甚至在今天，在基督信仰里面，这个人文主义也普遍的被接受。
Now, if I ask you today, you like Abel or Cain? I think most of you say you like Abel, right?
如果是我今天问大家，在该隐跟亚伯中间，你喜欢谁？你可能会选亚伯。
Nobody would say I love Cain.
没人会说我选该隐。
But many of us love humanism.
但是我们每个人却非常的喜爱人文主义。
I consider myself very fortunate.
我觉得我自己很幸运。
Because I witnessed a tremendous progress in humanism in my lifetime.
因为在我的生命的进程里面，看到人文主义是怎样的发展壮大。
Now I grew up in a home there's no televisions.
我曾经在一个家里长大，是连电视都没有的。
And telephone was for those very rich persons.
那一些很有钱的人家里会有电话。
Can you imagine that?
你能够想象吗？
Can all those young people, high schooler, can you imagine that a home without television and without telephone?
这些年轻人高中生，你们能够想象吗？在家里面既没有电视也没有电话。
In my college sophomore year, I used slide rule to calculate trigonometric functions.
在我大学二年级的时候，是用计算尺来做一些计算。
Have you ever seen a slide rule?
你有没有见过这个计算尺呢？
Very few people.
很少的人。
That was the beginning of electronic calculator.
因着那个计算尺，后面才发明了计算机。
But because only the rich students have the calculator, so the professor banned the calculator.
那个时候只有最有钱的学生才会有计算器，那个教授就说不许人在教室里面用计算器。
So I know how to use slide rules.
所以我知道怎么用计算尺。
I use punch cards.
而且我们那时候用打孔的那个机。
Any young people know what punch card is?
有些年轻人，你们知道什么叫那个打孔器来做计算吗？
A punch card is a card that is this long with 80 characters.
这个计算这种计算就是在纸上一共可以有
八十
个孔。
一定是 punch card、right?
我没有用过。
He's young.
这个人还是年轻的。
So you have this punch card, each one with 80 characters, and that's a line. That's just a line.
那在这个打孔纸上一行可以有八十个孔，这只是一行。
So if you write your program has 500 lines, then you have a stack 500 cards.
如果你这个程序是100行的话，500行的话，那你的这个纸就会有这么厚。
Then you take the card, you go to the computer center and hand it in. They scan those cards in, they compile, they generate output, and you pick up your output and full of errors.
然后你把这一厚叠的打好的卡带到那个计算中心，他们把这个卡输入检索之后会编译，然后会运行，出来的结果很多时候都是错的。
Then you go back to the punch card machine and you type the corrections and you got another 500 card, you send it in.
然后你就回到这个打孔器面前重新编译编程之后再打出500张这样的卡。
I can tell you that my first program was never fully compiled.
那我跟你讲，我的第一个程序做的到最后都还没有那个完成。
And the semester ends.
那个时候学期已经结束了。
So that's not too long ago. That's my college year.
这还不是很久以前，那只是我上大学的时候。
We used to marvel that you have 1 megabyte.
有的时候我们觉得有一个
megabyte。
一个 megabyte 已经是很大的容量了。
We're so amazing. You have 1 megabyte.
有的时候你有一兆那个已经是很大的容量了。
That is tiny. 1 megabyte is tiny. It's probably the size of one file.
啊，但这个一兆可能只是一个文件而已。
You take a photo is more than 1 megabyte.
你就照一个照片已经是一兆了。
So now you agree that you love humanism, right?
现在你同意了吧？你喜欢人文主义了。
No, I'm not condemning humanism.
我并不是在这里来定罪人文的东西。
I'm saying that humanism will not get through to fullness of life.
但我要讲的是人文的东西不能让我们进到生命的丰盛。
No, agriculture, music, science, and engineering all came from descendants of Cain.
所有这些农业的东西，音乐、科技、工程，都是从该隐的后裔而来的。
Now today, they offer us a lot of comfort and convenience.
这些技术让我们今天有很多的便利。
But we must understand this one important thing.
但我们需要知道一件非常重要的事。
If you face the closed door,
如果你面对的是关上的门
，the humanism is not.Adequate to open that closed door.
人文的东西是不足够来打开这道门的。
Now let's look at the Abel's.
那现在我们来看看亚伯。
No, Abel did not have any advantage over Cain.
其实亚伯跟该隐来比，他并没有自己有优势的地方。
No, Abel may have been less intelligent, less capable than Cain.
甚至亚伯可能比该隐更少智慧，更少能力。
And the door was closed to Abel as well.
所以这个门对着亚伯也是关上的。
And Abel was dead, just like Cain.
亚伯跟该隐一样，也是死的。
But what was the differences between Abel and Cain?
但是在亚伯跟该隐之间的区别在哪里？
Unlike Cain, who did not recognize the fact of death, Abel accepted that fact.He was dead.
不像该隐，他不当已死的是死的。亚伯他当死的就是死的，他承认这个事实。
He surrendered himself to the great fact of death.
他顺服在这一个伟大的事实里面，就是他已死。
He considered what is dead to be dead.
他当已死的是死的。
Therefore, he came with the life of a lamb.
所以他来到神面前是带着一个羊的生命。
When Cain came, he brought the life of Cain.
当该隐来到神面前，带着是该隐自己的生命。
And when Abel came, he brought the life of a lamb.
但是当亚伯来到神面前，他带着的是一只羔羊的生命。
Why he brought the life of a lamb?
为什么他带了一只羔羊的生命呢
？Because the life of Abel was dead.
因为亚伯的生命是已死的。
The dead, the life of the dead is not adequate.
这已死的生命是不足够的。
Therefore, he brought with him the life of another life.
所以他带了另外的一个生命。
He did not come with his own life.
他没有带着自己的生命来。
He considered what is dead to be dead.
他是当那已死的是死的。
Then he come with another life.
他是带着另一个生命来到神面前。
And offered that life to God.
而且把这个生命献给神。
Then he got through with God.
然后他就进到神面前。
And God opened the door for Abel.
神就把这个门打开，向着亚伯。
Brother and sister, do you see now the way of life?
弟兄姐妹们，你现在看到生命的道路了吗
？Oftentimes when we come to the closed door, we bring our life.
很多时候，在这个关上的门面前，我们带着自己的生命进来。
We bring our effort,
带着我们自己的努力
，our intelligence,
我们自己的智慧
，our cunnings,
我们自己的狡诈。
We want to open the door.
我们要来打开这道门。
It's rejected.
这是被弃绝的。
Because your life.Is dead.
因为你的生命是已死的。
The life of a dead cannot open this closed door.
这个已死的生命不可能打开这道关上的门。
We need another life.
我们需要另一个生命。
We need the life of a lamb.
我们需要羔羊的生命。
You need to consider, accept the fact that I am dead.
我们需要接受这个事实，就是我是已死的。
Therefore, I need something else.
所以我需要另外的。
I need the life of a lamb.
我需要一个羔羊的生命。
And this is the way of the cross.
这就是十字架的道路。
The way of the cross is recognizing that I am dead.
十字架的道路就是认识到我是已死的。
So I can do nothing.
所以我什么都不能做。
I can offer nothing out of myself.
在我自己里面没有可以献上的。
This is actually very, very hard for us.
这个对我们来讲非常的困难。
In practice,
在实际里面
it is very hard to consider what is there to be dead.
在实行上面当已死的是死的是非常困难的。
Bible tells us very clearly.
圣经非常清楚地告诉我们。
Galatians 2:20.
在加勒太书二章二十节
I have been crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
So that is God's view toward us.
这就是神看到我们他的眼光。
We are dead.
我们已经死了。
If we accept this fact,
如果我们接受这个事实
then we should not bring our effort to that closed door.
那我们就不应该带着自己的努力来到这个关上的门面前。
But it's very difficult.For all of us to accept this fact.
但我们接受这个事实是非常困难的。
If we accept this fact, then we can do nothing.
如果我们接受这个事实，那在我什么都不能。
Then we can offer nothing.
我们也不能献上。
When we face this closed door,
当我们面对关上的门的时候
we keep bringing ourselves back to the door.
我们总是自己一再一再的凭着自己来到这个门前。
We fail once, then we come back again with the same method.
我们失败了，然后再来用同样的办法再失败。
We fail the second time, we come back the third time with the same method.
第二次失败之后，第三次我还是带着同样的方式来到这个门
前。Because every time we bring the life of ourselves to the door.
因为每一次来到门面前，我们都是带着自己的生命。
That won't work.
这不会有解决的。
No matter how many times you try to open the door.
不管有多少次你试着打开这个关上的门。
As long as you bring your own life to it.
只要你是带着自己的生命来到门面前。
Your offering will always be rejected.
你所有的奉献总是会被弃绝的。
Because only the life of the Lamb will open the closed door.
因为只有羔羊的生命能够打开这个关上的门。
So brothers and sisters, let's apply this to our life.
所以弟兄姐妹们，现在把这个用在我们日常的生活里面。
Do we have a closed door in our life?
在我们的生活里面有没有关上的门？
Maybe our relationship with God is a closed door.
也许我们与神的关系已经是一个关上的门。
Out on the outside, nobody notices.
在外面没有人注意到。
Nobody see the differences.
那没有看出有任何区别。
But you know in your heart that the relationship between you and the Father is a closed door.
但你自己心里清楚，你与父之间已经是一个关上的门。
Maybe you have tried to open the door with your energy and your own effort.
也许你已经试着用你的精力，用你的努力要去打开这道门。
But the door is still closed.
但这个门还是关的。
We must cease our labor, cease our effort, and approach the door.With the blood of the Lamb.
我们必须放下自己的劳苦，自己的努力，带着羔羊的血来到这门前。
Maybe our relationship with our spouse is truly a closed door.
也许我们与我们的配偶真的是一个关上的门。
You can never get through.
你从来没有进入过。
There is something in between can never be overcome.
在你们之间有些事总是不能胜过。
You have exhausted.All of your wisdom and energy and the door is still closed.
你已经耗尽了你所有的精力，你的智慧，但这个门还是关上的。
The door is still closed because we're still not dead.
因为这个因为我们自己还没有死，所以门是关上的。
So when will the door open?
什么时候门可以开？
The day when you finally die.
就是你真正死了的那一天。
The day when you know you can do nothing.
就是那一天，你发现自己什么都不能做。
In the past, whenever your wife say this, you'll jump.
以前你的太太只要说那一句话，你一定是被激得激动跳起来。
As long as she did this, you will jump.
只要她做那一件事，你一定会跳起来。
When the day you die,
当你死了的那一天
，your wife would say the same thing.
你的妻子还是说那一句话。
Your wife would do the same thing.
你的妻子还是做那一件事。
There's no actions on your side.
在你这一边没有任何的反应。
Because you're dead.
因为你已经死了。
A dead person cannot react.
一个死的人是不能反应的。
It's as simple as this.
就这么简单。
There's so many times that the husband and wife, they argue for years, for 10 years, for 20 years,For exactly the same thing.
有多少次丈夫妻子在十年二十年里面一直在争吵，而且为的就是那同一件事。
Identical thing.
是同一件事。
They probably even argue in the same way.
他们甚至连争吵的方式都是一样的。
The moment husband say this, they start arguing.
当每一次丈夫开始讲这件事，他们就争执。
The moment the husband did this.They start arguing.
当每一次丈夫做这件事，他们马上开始来争吵。
They're not dead.
他们没有死。
There's no big theory about this.
这里面并没有高深的道理。
It is as simple as this.
就这么简单。
A dead person cannot react.
一个死的人是不可能有反应的。
So if you want to open this closed door,
如果你要打开这道关上的门
you have to consider yourself dead.
你必须当自己是已死的
Because you are dead.
因为你真的是已死
Galatians 2:20 already said that we have been crucified with Christ.
因为在加拉太书二章二十节讲了我们已经与基督同钉十字架
We are dead.
我们是死了的
So the way of the cross is simply to consider what is dead.To be dead.
所以十字架的道路就这么简单，当已死的是死的。
So next time,
下一次的话
，before next time,
在下一次之前
，just keep this in your heart,
在你的心里保守这件事。
And just pray to the Lord,
向着神祷告
，and say that I am dead,
向他说我已经死了
，but I have not considered myself dead yet,
但我还没有当自己是已死的
，but I want.Your mercy.
但我要你的怜悯。
Next time when my wife says this,
下一次当我的妻子再讲这句话的时候
remind me that I am dead.
提醒我，我已死。
You have to pray that beforehand.
你必须在这个事情发生之前有这样的祷告。
If you don't pray beforehand, it's too late.
如果你没有的话，到时候会太晚。
So if you are really, really serious, you pray this prayer every day.
如果你真是认真的话，每天都这样祷告。
Lord, I am dead.
主啊，我是已死的。
But I have hard. It's hard for me to consider myself dead.
但是当自己是已死的是非常难的。
Especially when my wife says this.
尤其当我妻子要这么讲话的时候。
Especially when my wife does this.
尤其当我的妻子做这件事的时候。
You are my intercessors.
你是。我的中保
you are my
为我代求的你是我的中保
you have been in my position before.
你曾经在我的位置上
so when I cannot consider myself dead,
当我不能当自己是已死的时候
could you help me to consider myself dead?
你能不能帮助我让我当自己是已死的
It was the mercy of the Lord.
这是因为神的怜悯
Maybe one day,
也许有一天
when your wife's indeed say this,
当你的妻子真的这么讲的时候
By the mercy of the Lord, you didn't do anything.
借着神的怜悯你什么都没反应
You didn't say anything.
你也没有说什么
Like a dead person.
就像一个死人一样
Then you begin to realize something dramatically happened in your heart.
然后你就知道在你的心里有一件极大的事发生了
There is a transformation in your heart.
在你的心里有一个极大的改变
No amount of teaching can accomplish that.
没有任何的教导能够达成这件事
When you practice being dead, there is tremendous transformation in your heart.
当你在实际里面应用来实行我是已死的时候，你的心里就有一个极大的改变。
Because you have that experience of being dead.
因为你已经有了那个死的经历。
So next time,
下一次
then when that thing occurs again,
当这件事再发生的时候
it's so much easier.
就会更容易。
You become deadier.
你就死得更死了。
You dead a little bit more.
你死的这个程度就更深一点。
Then you practice that a second time.
你就第二次再来操练。
Then this thing occurs the third time.
然后操练第三次。
Then you find yourself be easy.
然后你就发现越来越容易。
And you begin to taste the sweetness of this.
然后你就可以尝到里面的甘甜。
Then you wonder,Why didn't I do this before?
你会是自己问自己，为什么以前我不这样呢？
Why was I so stupid in the past?
我以前为什么这么的蠢？
There's nothing good out of argument.
因为在我们里面，在我的这个争论里面，没有任何良善的东西。
Absolutely nothing good come out of those arguments.
这样的争论一点益处都没有。
I think you all can agree with that.
我想大家都可以同意。
But once you experience that death,
当你经历这样的死的时候
There is a peace in your heart.
在你里面就会有平安
There is a joy in your heart.
在你的心里会有喜乐
Now you understand the meaning of Galatians 2:20.
现在你就明白这一句就是在加勒太书二章二十节
Brothers and sisters, there is a tremendous joy when your experience can match what was described in the Bible.
弟兄姐妹们，在你里面就有一个极大的喜乐，是符合圣经上所描述的。
All of a sudden, when you read Galatians 2:20, it's like open book to you now.
突然之间，你再读加勒太书二章二十节，就像一个打开的书。
Not only the Galatians 2:20, there are so many other verses open up to you.
不光是加勒太书二章二十节，圣经里面许多的章节都像是一个打开的书。
It's not a black and white.
不光只是黑白的字而已。
It's not just a statement there.
不光只是一句话在那里写下来。
Because it matched my experience.
因为那符合我的经历。
He offered the joy in my life.
他带给我生命里面的喜乐。
And with this way, you go to the fullness of life.
借着这条路，你可以进到生命的丰盛。
Now we will face many closed doors in our life.
我们在生命里面经常经历许多关上的门。
You will have many in front of you.
在你面前还要面对许多关上的门。
No, especially our young people.
尤其这些年轻人。
No, I'm old enough.
我已经很
够老了。
够老了。
So the closed door before me.A less than the closed door before you.
所以在我面前这些关上的门比你们面前的要少很多了。
So you will face many, many closed doors.
你们还要面对许多关上的门。
So how are you going to face that?
那你怎么去面对?
You might as well learn the way of the cross now.
你最好现在就来学十字架的道路。
If you do not learn the way of the cross, then you're going to have many, many gray hairs.
如果你不来学这条十字架的道路，你会有许多的白发。
And way ahead of time.
而且是在没发生之前，很早你就开始有白发。
Maybe you have approaching your life just like Cain before.
也许你以前是照着该隐的这种方式。
You bring the best you can.
你带着你里面能够有的最好的。
You bring the best you can to your wife.
你带着你最好的来到妻子面前。
And the door is closed.
但这个门还是关上。
You bring the best of your life to your husband.
你带着你最好的生命里的来到丈夫面前。
And the door is closed.
这个门是关上的。
You bring the best you have to your friends.
你带着你最好的来到朋友面前。
To your boss.
带着你的老板面前。
But you find closed doors.
但你还是发现门是关上的。
Brothers and sisters, this morning from the story of Abel and Cain.
弟兄姐妹们，今天早上从该隐和亚伯的故事里面。
God wants to open our eyes to see there is a different way.
神要打开我们的眼睛，让我们看到另有一条道路。
It is called the way of the cross.
这条道路叫做十字架的道路。
We have to understand.We have to consider what is dead to be dead.
我们必须要当那已死的是死的。
And if you look back in your life,
如果你来回顾你生命里面发生过的
You have walked on this way now
你走在一条路上
And look back in your life
你回顾你的生命
And you wish you have started this way long time ago
何等的希望你很早以前就已经开始走在这条路上
You know, some of us like Jacob
我们很多人就像雅各一样
You know, when did Jacob knew the way of the cross?
雅各什么时候知道了十字架的道路
Anyone knew?
有人知道吗
90 years old
90岁的时候
I hope none of you will learn the way of the cross when you are 90 years old.
我希望我们中间没有一个人是到90岁才学到十字架的道路。
You know, even for Jacob, it was not too late, right?
对雅各来讲其实还不算晚是不是
So this is an encouragement to all of us.
所以对我们来讲都是一个鼓励。
Encouragement to all of us below 90s.
对所有还没到90岁的都是一个鼓励。
As long as you are less than 90s, you're not worse off than Jacob.
所以只要你还没到90岁那你还是比得上雅各。
You know, for entire life until he was 90, Jacob lived his life just like Cain.
在雅各90岁之前的他的生命就像该隐一样生活。
Exactly like Cain.
确实就是一模一样的。
But by the mercy of the Lord, at the age of 90, he learned the way of the cross.
但是因着神的怜悯当他90岁的时候他学会了十字架的道路。
God took the strength out of him.
因为神把他里面的那个力量夺去了。
You know what? Jacob was as hard as anybody to learn the way of the cross.
雅各跟所有的人一样学这条十字架的道路他也是刚硬的。
It was so hard. The only way God can teach Jacob is actually took the strength out of him.
因为他这么的刚硬，所以神唯一的办法让他来学，就是把他里面的力量夺去。
God crippled Jacob.
神让他瘸了。
He was crippled after 90s.
当他90岁之后，这个人就是一个瘸了的人。
Then crippled for the rest of his life.
在他生命里面之后的年日，他都是一个瘸了的人。
Every day after 90 years old.Jacob was reminded that he was dead.
所以在90岁之后每一天每一时雅各都被提醒他是一个已死的人。
And God has special mercy on Jacob to give him these reminders.
所以神对着雅各有一个特别的怜悯把这个提醒放在他身上。
That's what we need today.
这就是我们今天所需要的。
We need a reminder in our life.
我们需要在生命里面有一个提醒。
I don't pray that God cripple you.
我并不是祷告让神让你们都瘸了。
No, that's not what I'm saying here.
并不是我在这里要讲的。
But I was telling you the mercy of God toward Jacob.
但是我跟你讲的是神对着雅各那样的怜悯。
So every single day, Jacob was reminded, I am dead.
所以每一天雅各都被提醒我是已死的。
So that he can walk the way of the cross.
这样他才能走这条十字架的道路。
You look at Jacob's life.
如果你来看雅各他生命的故事。
Before 90s,
在90岁以前
he met many, many closed doors.
他遇到了很多关上的门。
No, he opened quite a few himself.
他自己靠着自己开了一些门。
No, even he cheated his brother Esau.
他甚至欺骗他的兄弟以扫。
Then you thought he prevailed against Esau.
他以为他胜过了以扫。
But he did not.
但他没有。
But at the age of 90, he was scared to death about Esau.
当他90岁的时候因着他的哥哥以扫他被恐他的恐惧甚至让他快死了一样。
That was the time God finally crippled him.
这就是最后神让他瘸了的时候。
But then you look at his life after 90s.
然后你再看他90岁以后的生命。
That is open door life.
就是开了的门的生命。
Well, we do thank the Lord to use the story to show us a practical way.
感谢神用着这样的故事让我们看到这条道路它的实际。
The Bible story is not for our mind.
这个圣经上的每一个故事并不是为着我们的思想。
It's not for our knowledge.
并不是为着我们的知识。
It's not for us to teach Sunday school sometimes.
并不是让我们在主日学可以教其他人。
This story has a fundamental principle.
这些故事里面都有一个非常根基的原则。
And give us practical instruction of life.
而且让我们在生命里面有一个实际的运用。
So I hope that we can all take this to our life.
我希望我们大家都可以来运用在生活里。
And consider what is that to be dead.
当那已死的是死的。
Let's not wait any longer.
让我们不再等候。
If you are at your 20th or 30th or 40th, not wait any longer.
不管你是20岁、30岁。多少岁不要再等候。
You know, we have no guarantee that we will live until 90s.
因为我们没有这个保证可以活到90岁。
And we do want to open the closed doors.
而且我们愿意打开那关上的门。
And this is God's way.
这是神的道路。
Let's Lord, just commit this into his hand.
让我们再把这些交在神的手中。
And let's pray together for...Those individuals who are facing closed doors in their life.
我们来为每一个现在面对关上的门的人祷告。
So the Lord can strengthen us.
所以神可以让我们得力量。
Have enough mercy for us.
让他有在我们身上有足够的怜悯。
So we can consider ourselves dead.
我们可以当自己是已死的。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning. We can again come back to your word.
父啊，我们再一次感谢你，今天早上又来到你的话语面前。
Now you have said your life, your word is life and spirit.
你说过你的话就是灵，就是生命。
We pray that this morning, that this word become our life.
我们的祷告就是今天早上这些话成为我们的生命。
And this word become the spirit in our life.
而且这些话成为我们生命里的灵。
And this word become the light to our feet.
这些话成为我们脚前的灯。
We thank you that you are so merciful to us.
感谢你对着我们是何等的怜悯。
And you're still speaking to us.
你今天还向我们说话。
We pray for those that who face a closed door in their life.
我们为这些在生命里面面对着关上的门的人祷告。
We pray that.We will no longer bring our own life to open the door.
我们的祷告就是不再带着自己的生命来到这关上的门面前。
And we bring the life of a lamb.
我们带着羔羊的生命。
We bring the blood of the lamb.
我们带着羔羊的血。
So we can witness that you open the door for us.
我们可以见证你为我们打开了这门。
So we can get through to the fullness of life.
所以我们可以进入到生命的丰盛。
We pray that every one of us will experience this in a real way.
我们的祈求是每一个人都在实际里面来操练经历。
We learn to treasure the every story in the Bible.
我们来珍贵在圣经里面的每一个故事。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.